Here.
Bill Schreiber.
Here.
Ben McDonald.
Here.
Kevin Dwyer.
Here.
Virginia Brown. Here.
Okay. The minutes. Did everybody get their minutes?
Yes.
Any corrections, omissions, exclusions? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to accept the minutes as posted.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the minutes as posted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pardon me? Roll call vote. Sorry.
Paul Gage?
Yes.
Ben McDonald? Yes. Kevin Dwyer?
Aye.
Diane Spaziani?
Aye.
Bill Schreiber?
Aye.
All right. Then accepted the minutes. We'll move. First thing I'm going to move to break today is Michelle Bennett is here, and she has taken over the store down in the middle of town where it was the grocery store. It was a dog grooming parlor, and she's put her business in there, and she wants to put up a sign on the front of the store. So that's what we're here tonight, because it says we have to go through a review in the village zoning to allow for signs to be put up. And I believe the sign you said is 6 foot by 2 foot?
Yes.
And it's a banner?
Yes.
Cloth banner?
Yes.
Okay.
For now, I don't know how to do that. Okay. I really want to put up whatever I'm allowed. I'm not sure on size. Whatever is allowed with the town.
Okay.
I haven't had anything made until I did this meeting. Smarter paper, all that.
Yeah, because you're in the village. So, yeah, the village is surrounded by the town. We don't have it.
Yeah.
It used to be, that's an old picture. I think we're hanging in there.
No, actually, the one they just had there came crashing down.
Yeah,
you
can see it, but
it's
a recent
project.
Yeah. Oh, still there.
Half of them. I'm the one. I tried to move some of the snow
from
your mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff was terrible. Bad. Should I go help
you? Thank you.
Now, did everybody, I think I should have sent you a copy of the letter from the building owner?
John Percy?
Yes.
Yeah, you could get it from the file or somewhere.
Okay, as long as, like I said, the owner of the building has, Diane and Bill, you get the letter?
Yeah. Email.
Yeah. I just want to make sure everybody got a copy. So, is there any questions?
There used to be a sign when the dog room was there. She had a sign. If you look at the picture from real property,
right?
That open, that kind of, you see where the doorway is at, and then right to the right of that doorway, there's a window there. That's where she kind of had a yellow sign there for dog green.
Okay.
But it really was like on the inside of the window, looking like outside.
Right.
And then she had grooming on the building. She just got off.
Yes, she
had a bone.
Neon
in the window.
Well, there was a bone on the side of the structure that was yellow. It said dog grooming in the shape of a bone, I believe.
Okay.
Plywood.
So I would assume what we have to do is come up with a size and of the for the banner or sign. And then I don't have mine with that. It did. The only thing it said is we had to review it as we did with Mr. Patel to make sure it's not flashy lights and
not lighting up 4 corners.
Not a Times Square one.
Paul, Paul?
Yes.
Where will it be located? Where are they going to place it?
On the front of the store.
Okay.
Because I guess there's some issues. The store is already open.
All right.
And I guess there's been some issues with the customers coming in and going into the pizza parlor instead of going into the store.
Okay.
She wanted to note that the store is, so her customers will go into her store.
Right. Okay.
This sign be a temporary sign until she has a permanent one made.
I'm sorry,
Will
Bill?
This be a temporary sign until she has a permanent one made?
Yeah, because I don't know the where of it. I just have to find permission of what I'm allowed. I was going to put a banner up for now to hold me over because that can be printed quicker than I can get one made.
Actually, I believe the reason why they're going to the pizza shop is because the pizza shop needs 911 address is 2972. The store is 2970, including the apartment above it.
Oh, okay.
We just had a rescue call this weekend.
Yes.
The apartment building. So.
I was there for that one.
So I believe that's why there's part of your problem.
Okay, that clarifies that.
Yes, I know the mailboxes might be saying 72 B and C, but it's 2970.
That was
confusing.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to put the canopy back on the front of the store?
I'm trying to put up an awning. The ice is terrible there. It's unreal. I have the upstairs neighbors knocking it down for now because, I mean, I would hate somebody to get hit by that.
Right.
So I'm just going through my contractor to get all the paper.
And you're just talking a dormer over the doorway, right? You're not talking a big.
Nothing.
Oh, so it's not going to be anything.
It's not. It's only going to
not anything that was light, but was there before.
Right,
just over the doorway to her business.
So there would be. That's what I'm getting at. Is will there be room enough for a sign?
Yes,
above the windows.
Above, there's the door, and then the windows are up to the right. If you're looking at it from the street.
Yep.
And directly above the windows was where that old dog moan was.
Basically. Okay. All right.
Paul, what kind of business is this?
I resell wholesale items. I buy pallets and resell the items. So I'm bringing you items like $150 air fryers for $70. I mean, it's real good. It's just reselling.
We check
it out and we our items. If it goes out, something's wrong, we refund it. Good business.
The only question I have, Paul, and it's for Kevin, because he probably's got the ordinance right there, and I don't. It's downstairs. And if I take time to find it on the internet, is it permissible to have a cloth sign? Does it fit the village sign material code? That's all I'm asking.
Pat, I don't have village ordinance with me. It's back in the office under a budget meeting. However, I would indicate that Passarellas does have a wraparound awning, and I believe it's a banner not canvas, but
PVC, similar to canvas, but PVC possibly similar.
Okay, that's right too. Yes, they do.
Okay.
So
I move we authorize her to allow a 2x6 sign over her main entrance to her place of business.
I have a motion to allow a 2x6 sign to be placed over or on the front of the building for her business. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
I have a motion. Yes, Diane?
No, I was going to second. That's okay. I was going to second it. That's all right.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
Diane, do it up.
I put my
fingers up like this. Second.
Okay. All right. I'm learning. Dear.
I have a motion and a second to allow for the sign on the front of the building for the mercantile store in downtown Parrish. We have a poll vote on that, please.
Ben McDonald?
You.
Oh, we're doing a poll vote.
It's a poll vote. I'm to allow.
Okay. Kevin you. Dwyer?
Aye.
Paul Gage?
Aye.
Diane Spaziani?
Aye.
Bill Schreiber?
Aye.
All in favor? Motion carried. Okay, so what I'll do is I will write that up.
Okay.
For a 2x6 sign on the front of your building.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'll send a copy to you and I'll send a copy to Jim. I'll try to get that up tomorrow.
Okay. So I can go with banner and then 2x6 later on with some more permanent.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, she keeps it the same size. Once you guys approve it.
Right.
There's nothing that states colors or anything. You guys aren't that specific.
Okay.
And so
I'm red, white, and blue, by the way. American, all American.
Anyways. It should be fairly simple. Right. 2x6 as long as I met the requirements of the, you know, she didn't go too big. Like I said, it wasn't 10x20 or right. Something huge.
That's,
so
well, that's
everything. It's like square footage, but striking it two would probably, I would say that's acceptable.
Okay.
Then you can see under it and over it.
Yeah.
I mean, taking up the whole building, because I think they go by percentage of the face of the building.
I gotcha.
So it's 12 square feet. Stuff,
yeah, I'm pretty sure that.
Right. I can't remember the law directly. So.
Right.
2x6 seems like it should work.
Right.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, if I research it, then I'll let her know.
Nice. Yeah, you can let her know, because like I said, you. The only thing is, you may have to downsize it,
mm-hmm.
depending.
I don't think there'd be a problem.
Nobody has.
You guys already approved 2x6, so guess what? It's approved.
Okay. All right.
I had a question. Am I allowed to put a couple items outside to lure them in? Like, say, I have blow-up kayaks and nice stuff for this area. Mm-hmm. I don't know. As long as I don't price it, maybe I don't know.
If right now.
With your being business, you have to be so many feet from the road, I would think.
Okay.
And it'd be your responsibility if somebody comes there and takes them.
Yeah, well, I'd run a chain or something like that. Something to keep it secure.
I mean, Lowe's said
and I'll bring it in at night. I wouldn't leave it
Walmart
there.
Walmart has stuff set outside.
Probably, as long as you didn't block the sidewalk.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
That's all I think I needed.
Okay.
She
has to go to the village because that would be a sidewalk issue. So,
okay.
Yeah. I got to look. I'd have to check and make sure it hasn't come up
in
my years. So.
Like Bill said, that may be something you have to go to the village for. Yeah,
that's not a planning issue. That's a village issue, not a sidewalk.
Right.
Married
sidewalks are code issues. All right, you're all set.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good
Thanks
evening.
For your time tonight, everybody.
I'll get the letter out.
To you. Nice to meet you guys.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Okay. All right. Under communications, I have nothing, so I will move right along to reports of committee.
Code report.
Pardon me.
Code report.
Yes. Is there any questions for, do you have any questions for them? No?
That's good.
We're good. Okay.
No questions.
Paul Baxter, you have the floor, sir.
Well, I can give you a little update here, which is we have had Matt Johnson join our meeting.
Okay.
And Mike Muller has joined our meeting as well. So we've had a couple additional attendees since the roll call.
Good.
Beyond that, just want to let you know that we're continuing to provide assistance to our municipalities and work on our training schedule for planning boards and ZBAs, and we'll keep you updated on that.
Great.
Hopefully everybody's getting the Tug Hill Times that has announcements on things like that.
And I'm going to, Wednesday night is the Tug Hill, the old loggers story.
Oh, yeah.
That was my grandfather. Lard Clemens was my grandfather.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Lard Clemens was granddad, and he lived, of course, up in Osceola. So when I saw Leona and her son were doing that, I went in and signed
up. Oh, you got to see that.
and Deacon Doubleday when you were.
Oh, I remember him.
When
I
used to
speak.
Yes, and when I went up in the summertime, we'd go up and stay a week or two and live with Grant.
Yeah.
And Grant. And. Anytime that you were in the house, he was in the morning, You got up to Deacon Doubleday until you went off the
air.
Yes, that's right. So it's just a little, so yes.
Then I went to Don Dower.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like I said, I saw that in the Tug Hill Times. I says,
yeah.
I'm going to sign up for that. So
I'll
check it out.
Because
I remember the scrapbooks. I mean, they're still in the barn up there on Cummins nice. Road. So Leona's done a good job of taking care of the family scrapbooks.
Yeah.
All right, then. I'll move right to old business, and that will be the tower. Did everybody get a copy of the letter from Punk?
Yep.
How does the board feel in this, now that we have that? I think he explained it a little better, so we have a better understanding of exactly what's going on with them. Questions? Discussion?
No, I'm happy he provided a reason that is very good reason. As I said earlier, I've dealt with the Army Corps for a number of years, and they're very thorough. They will take 6 months. I have no objections. I'm for moving it and approving
mm-hmm.
it.
Me too. He can't control those things. He has to just wait.
No, and like I say, in discussing it with him, Bill's absolutely right. I've dealt, my neighbor was dealing with the Corps of Engineers on building a seawall over Pamp, and they told him they wouldn't even get to him this year. He was 124th to put in for a seawall repair. So,
oh my God!
Like I said, I'm sorry that we didn't have a more thorough letter for the last meeting. So, I guess my next question would be, does the board want to leave it at a 6 month extension mm-hmm. or should we go for a year?
I personally would go with a 6 month.
Okay.
But they're saying that if it's been backed off, you know.
He said 6 to 9 months in the letter.
Yeah,
but if you look at his bold type, next paragraph down, we formally request a 6 month extension.
And that now for today, true. 6 months from March, April, May, June, July, August. God, I'd hope they'd be something right. Straight around by August.
Well, they just have to give the site plan. You guys would give them 6 months, and I would give them a year on the building permit. Okay. So you're talking, you know, once the site plan, that's only to approve the site plan.
Right, the special
then,
use permit.
Right, yeah. And then they could have a full year to do what they got to build and what they got to do, okay. So.
Yeah, because right. We've already done the site part.
So I have a motion and a second before the board to allow them 6 month extension, which would put it up to what did I just say? August.
August.
The end of August. So I guess we'll take a poll vote.
Bill Schreiber.
Aye.
Diane Scaziani.
Aye.
Paul Gage.
Aye.
Ben McDonald.
Aye.
And Kevin Dwyer.
Aye.
Okay. I will write him a letter tomorrow also and let him know that they have their 6 month extension.
So that'll be August 22nd.
August 20th. Yeah.
Is that going to run out before our August planning board meeting?
Oh, let me see. Where's my calendar? I'll look it up tomorrow. I'll look it up tomorrow, and then we can visit it on that month's meeting.
Okay.
Is that okay with the board? Because I'll get whatever the date is in August of our meeting, mm-hmm. and that's when I write Tony. That's all I'll express to him that he's extended until then.
Our August meeting, I believe, would be August
23rd. Okay. So then that would be
fourth Monday.
August. And actually, Sunday being the 22nd, normally wouldn't carry over to the next business day anyway. Yeah. Or in general?
Yeah. Sure.
So August 23rd.
Yeah. We can do that. Okay.
And you can all...
All right. Any... I'm sorry?
If he's really behind, you could always address it in July with a letter to us where they can extend it, continually extend it. So.
All right, Bill, thank you. I'll make sure that's in the letter too. Does anyone else have any business to bring before the board? If not, I would, I guess we can go into, if Matt's on board, we can get going on this and see what we can do with this tonight. Is everybody got their booklets? And that was. I guess we're ready to start. So, hi Matt, how are you tonight?
Hi Paul, good. So yeah, I haven't been. I wasn't at your January meeting, and I think I might have been in December on Zoom, but I don't know. I'm kind of foggy on. The whole thing. I apologize for not being able to give you more attention to this, but I'm hoping that'll change. We're just really, really swamped right now at the commission, but I'll do what I can. So the last I knew, I sent you down a part 3 of the plan and a part 2 of the plan.
Yes.
And I think I sent down the part 2 for last month's meeting, the January meeting.
Yes.
So I guess my question is, are there any comments on the changes to that?
Okay. Yeah. Because it worked out well, Matt, because all we did was the packet you sent down, we all went home and worked on it during the month so we could have something to work with tonight. So
great.
I'll let whoever wants to talk with Matt.
Okay. I'll pull that up on my computer here so I know what you're talking about.
Strategy.
Yeah, what I tried to do was I just tried to take your comments and fit them in the best that I could to the sort of the template that we had. It was hard. It would be very hard to just sort of reorganize the whole plan. So I did my best to just sort of put the little pieces in where they would normally go the way it's organized now.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's a lot of, yeah, there's stuff that's in red that's new, and then there's stuff that's with strikeout that would be removed. So I hope you could make some sense of it.
Yeah. Matt, I had a question, just a general question.
Yep.
Under part 2, goals and strategies.
Yes.
Yeah. You had village revitalization, revised, and which was okay. Except I would like to see just encourage support and support water infrastructure in the village, because in one of the last survey that was given, that was mentioned a couple of times. I know it's mentioned in other places, but okay. the real thing I want to ask you, will you, I know this is a rough draft. That's what you told us.
Yeah.
So will you include a revitalization of the town, a page for that also? It's not in here.
Yeah, I didn't know how to organize that, because a lot of the stuff that would be in that is scattered throughout the rest of the document. But I can try to do that.
So you have a section that says town revitalization. So the town doesn't feel like it's not represented.
Right. Yeah, I've had a hard time figuring out how to do that, but I will try to do that.
Okay, I have some paper. I've worked on that. I can send it to Paul, and he can get it to you.
Okay, that'd be good.
Well, we did discuss some strategies that would be you know, revise, enhance the town. We did have some mm-hmm. strategies that would go right after this goal. I mean,
right.
It says goals and strategies, vital, and then we should have town and mm-hmm. then our strategies. I mean,
you could, yeah, you could do it so that you just had a village section and mm-hmm. then a town section.
Right.
But there's so much overlap. Like, I'm not sure how we would
it real simple, Matt, just put revitalization and drop the village and just combine the village and town together and revitalization.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't maybe have that's a just for village. Village is a town. Town is a village. And where it applies, obviously, we're not going to have housing density in the town, but we are right. a village.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to do it.
Say town and village?
Yep, and or maybe I can even sort of rephrase village as downtown. We're just kind of talking about the downtown in the village rather than the whole village.
Okay.
Because you've already used in the fourth paragraph, implementation of downtown improvement plan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We should have held Ain't Voorhees Road.
That's right.
So downtown, we know it's downtown. So
yeah, I try to change that. That's a good idea. I'll try to change the wording to just talk about downtown and then have revitalization of the village and the town. I think I can do that.
And then in strategies, can you add encourage and support water infrastructure?
Yes.
And that doesn't have to be village or town specific.
No, it's.
No, because the current proposed water district one spans both municipal entities.
Absolutely. And that's the way we would like it to stay if possible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I can reorganize that a little bit.
Great.
Okay. And it, even number one, where it says encourage building development, that doesn't have to say village law. It can just simply say per zoning laws.
Yep.
And that's plural, meaning town and village.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I think my opinion would be, hopefully, if the town grows, so will the village. I mean, we have all the different zones set up in the village for businesses. So I would hope that as the town develops, so would the village.
Yeah, if we put business in the village and build your house in the perfect.
Absolutely.
Both get the tax base. Actually,
both sides, but anyway, all county
taxes are just difference of a Swiss code.
Right.
There's a couple of just minor mistakes, I think.
Okay.
And goal C, where you see provide for enhance a variety of housing opportunities, it's spelled wrong. It wasn't the last one. It hasn't been corrected.
Oh, opportunities doesn't have another P. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Got it.
And then flip over the page where it says parks and recreation.
Okay. Yep.
And I know you need, you put in corner gazebo park. It needs a name. We need something there. I don't know. But right under that mural park.
Yep.
All right, I have been told it's in the town and it says village there. I'm not sure which it is, but I think it's town. I don't know.
Well, it's a south of the village. So I think it is in the town.
Yeah. It is in the town, yes.
And I don't know if this is true, Matt, but when it was originally named, it was a Dr. William Merle Park. Have they changed it over the years?
I don't know.
It's a William E. Merrill Park.
It says named after local doctor William Merrill.
Yeah, that, it does. That was the official name of it when the town, and I was supervisor at the time, named it. So I don't know if it's, I don't know if they've changed it or everyone just had forgotten.
Probably they just left off it. I would guess.
They just shortened it for, can I rent? I'd like to rent Mooney Mean Merrill Park.
Right.
I just like to rent Merrill Park.
Merrill Park, I would guess. And Bill, any ideas on the gazebo? I guess if the park is going to name, who would be responsible for naming it?
The town.
The town named the park because it was the park.
Okay.
We took it back from the county. Bill Brouse was the supervisor. I followed, and that was one of the first things I did in the first year or so is we named the park after Dr. Merle.
Okay.
As far as your gazebo, I haven't got a clue.
Well, the town, Paul, I think the town owns that corner, correct?
Yes.
The land. So the town should put a name on that piece of land. I just called it Gazebo Park because that's what I call it. Well, I don't care what you call it.
I think we throw that to the town board and let them name it.
Okay.
Supervisors are smiling. So that'll be a contentious debate over the next 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. You got it.
Okay, moving right along.
Oh, wait a minute. Flip over that page. And where it says the strategies, goal D, the strategies. I think we mentioned at the one of those last meetings, I think Bill did, develop a parking lot or parking area for Happy Valley visitors.
Yeah, for snowmobile and ATV.
Right, and that was not added on goal D.
Okay.
Under Parks and Recreation.
So develop a parking lot. Where?
Happy Valley? For Happy Valley.
Yep.
And I also think, Bill, you said we need a, or somebody said, you need a parking lot for people who share rides?
Yeah, under transportation. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
No, you're all right. You're right. Matt's taking the notes down. Originally, a number of years ago, when I served on that Economic Development Council the town had, we were trying to get that triangle the state owns across from the gristmill or corner improved so people could park and share rides to Syracuse.
Yeah. Well,
that also could be used to park and jump right on the ATV trail and snowmobile trails, which are right there.
Okay, yeah.
We can draw more people from Syracuse in the drive, you know, do stuff. And then, you know, that would be an easy off ramp for them. And right from Syracuse, drop off their park, then get right back on.
Right. Okay.
And so we'll that under transportation.
Well, hold it a minute before you leave that area. I made a mistake. Back when you said goal C, there's a topic, manufactured housing. Back a couple pages, okay? And I think I'm right at this. The paragraph says mobile homes. I think you need to change it to manufactured homes. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the census uses the term mobile homes, but it's better to use manufactured homes. So I can change that.
Yeah, it's about four times in that paragraph.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, that's okay. Then I'll be quiet for a minute.
So going to the transportation section, you want to add park and ride, right? Develop a park and ride.
In conjunction with the state of New York.
They own that
triangle and it's worthless. It just sits there.
Yeah. And
they did that in Cicero. Or, you know, we get off to go to into Cicero. If you get off on or you get on the south end, there's that chunk of land that's got a bunch of park and ride and a fence. That's state. The state did that on that property.
Okay. Yep. That's good. That's a nice area.
There's one in Cicero too.
Oh, it's a real Cicero.
Yeah,
yeah, right there. When you're getting back on 81 North, it's
right. Yeah.
It's hell to get out of there if you're wanting to go the opposite way.
Yeah, that's
you're going with floor traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because literally off ramp comes this way, you can go right there up to the end of the mountain. Okay, yeah, you're right. That is there. Yeah. It's on 31.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there.
31 right there.
I go by it every other week. So.
Yeah, but if I can backtrack to the parking lot at Happy Valley.
Yeah.
State land. New York State. Mm-hmm. State New York Happy Valley is a state wildlife management area.
Yep.
There is a small, however, there is a small parking area off of 104. But there is nothing down at our end, only than a small entrance point, like it's off of 26.
St. Mary's.
Yeah, that one small parking spot, I know exactly. That's where there used to be a restaurant there to the right as you're going north. Is that the one you talked about, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's an odd place to put it, but we would be much more used to have one in ours than there.
Well, Sandy Creek's got one on the southbound. On the, you can see it from southbound 81. There's a small parking ride. Very small parking ride.
Hey, we could definitely add that for sure.
Okay.
Anything else on that part two?
Yeah, I'm looking for it here. It's here it is. We get it's a goal G, preserve and protect water resources.
Okay.
I don't know if this is appropriate here or not. You know. Under strategies, I said build water infrastructure compatible with natural resources so they are protected. Is that an understood thing or should it be a strategy?
Say the first part of that again. Build water system
infrastructure. Build water infrastructure compatible with natural resources so that they are protected.
In other words, if they just through a wetland, they're going to have to put that wetland back like it was.
Right. Yeah, that's yeah. And, okay, that's.
Yeah, and a water system would, you know, could prevent contamination. Yeah. Yeah, I think I can figure out how to say that.
Okay, I don't know how to say it for there.
But basically any public water infrastructure that's created has to, you know, preserve the natural environment.
I have another one.
Like fabricating boundary markers. So the stuff doesn't silt down through. Most construction sites do that.
Matt, I have one more for you.
Okay.
I want you to earn your pay here.
Oh, no problem.
All right. I'm on goal H. Goal
okay.
The economic environment.
Yep, goal H.
Oh, okay. The strategies.
Yep.
I think we talked about this. I don't know who brought it up, but investigate village parking so residents and businesses have a place to park off street. Somebody on the board, rewrite that for me.
Okay. There is something to that effect in the village revitalization. There's something about parking, but we could, if you want, we can put it again in the economic development, we can mention it there as well.
Okay.
Hey, Matt and Diane?
Yes.
There is currently off-street parking in the village on the other side of DeGarmo. It's where the Methodist Church is at, and DeGarmo Way comes down through.
Yeah.
There is a municipal parking lot right already.
Okay. Then don't put it in.
But you are correct. A plan to redo downtown parking with the revitalization of State Route 69, which never came about.
Right. Okay. We do mention it in that.
Okay.
Any sign? pointing to that, Kevin?
No. No, there isn't.
Can we put a sign up?
Well, I mean, if people come downtown and they can't go to the restaurant because they can't find parking, I mean, if there was a little sign that says village parking, municipal parking, then a little sign, an arrow, then a sign we could park, I'm sure they could walk that little sidewalk there, but they don't know it's there. I didn't know.
That's right. I didn't know it was there either.
We thought it was say, research. Yeah, we could say, you know, create signage for that parking lot.
Well,
if you'd like.
You could say create signage for available off-site parking or something.
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
Once that's enhanced and it becomes more of an opportunity for the people, should we restrict tractor-trailer parking there? Because I parked my truck there for years. Now you put a tractor-trailer in there, you're taking up most of the room. Should there be a restriction for trucks?
Then where do they park?
Accept that.
Huh?
Where can they park?
Chris Mill, Easy Truck Stop.
We're
in their own personal driveway if the company allows them to.
Which one guy does on Montgomery Street? He gets that tanker truck back in there.
Yes, he does.
He needs
a deck. Well, the reason being that also is now our utility groups, like, say, Verizon, they use that. There is no, they're the only ones can park there when they're there because it's limited on size. Should we put restrictions on type of vehicles? Commercial vehicles unlimited?
That would be, I would say, that would be the village board's decision.
Okay, village board's whoever owns
it. Verizon may put their temporary parking there, but they do have a Methodist church. There's a building there for Verizon.
I know, but you wouldn't park there.
But I don't see their big, I don't see their big building parks there all the time anyway.
No, that park over there. And then Methodist church.
I hate to open a can of worms, but maybe the village in the town ought to communicate with each other, and maybe that gazebo park is an ideal place for that was brought up earlier in our discussion. Maybe that would be an ideal place for a downtown parking lot.
Yeah,
because it's just a thought. It's because it's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the gazebo park is.
And again, we'd have to worry about commercial vehicles if we do that, because the lines are not tall enough. They have to be 13.6, but some of them, I don't think they are 13.6 there.
Well, see, that's, we can't, in other words, that
DOT regulations.
That's up to do with the power company, because I'm not going to get into it, but I took down, I went into a store when I drove for Eckers. I went in to deliver a store, and I brought a phone line down about 6 inches around, and I said to the, and the fire department was there, and they're yelling at me, don't get out of the truck. And I said, it's a phone line. And the guy says, how the hell do you? But anyway, and lucky enough, one of the women in the store said that they were leaving the parking lot in the overhead on the front of the box on the truck. It got caught in that line a couple days prior and stretched it. It had been 14 feet, but it dropped in, so the front of my trailer caught it, and I brought that figure. The guy says,
oh, so you're on the other west side, 13.6.
Yeah,
so east of the Mississippi.
So anyway, so I don't know that it's a thought, but then again, do we want to go there?
I think the way we're on that is let that, the village and town, when they have a joint meeting, let them decide if there should be restrictions.
Maybe we should mention it and let them bring it up next week at the joint meeting.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I know they use the park sometimes, but.
I mean, they used to use it before the pandemic hit. Yeah, they had all home day.
So.
People used to sit on the gazebo there or eat their pizza and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a good place for a park.
So do we want to put something in about the signage for the downtown lot?
I would agree with the signage indicating directions to the municipal parking, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do.
I mean, if the village wants to know the cost of a sign, it's $18 out of Babcock Highway Supply for a 12 by 18. So.
Good to know.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, I have another addition.
Okay.
Sorry. It's goal H. Goal H. Improve the economic environment.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm at it again. Develop and implement water infrastructure so economic development can happen. There's not, that strategy is not there under economic environment.
Okay. So we'll just...
I raise Diane's water and give her gas because we need natural gas in Oswego, or excuse me, in the town.
I agree.
So water and natural gas, I think.
Yeah, good. Okay, fine. I agree.
Okay, we'll add those two things there. We do say the water under the infrastructure, but we'll have it in multiple places.
Okay, yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay.
It's only words. You can add them there all the time.
Yeah.
I got another one, Matt.
Okay.
Infrastructure. That's right. The next one, the next page. Infrastructure.
Yep.
I think you just left it out, actually. You got it earlier. Public water.
Yeah.
And then it says curbs and parking right in the middle, the third line down. Curbs, parking. I think you should add sidewalks and lighting there also.
Curbs. Okay. Well,
right in the middle of the red. Public water, right in the third line down. Curbs and parking, sidewalks and lighting.
Curbs and parking, sidewalks and lighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is she at? Okay, it's on the last three sentences from the year.
Okay, and I got two more things and then I'll be quiet.
You will not.
I won't. All right. Is Matt still around?
Still here.
Okay, the goal I think. H-I? Yeah, goal I?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Improve the strategies. You put public water there. Thank you.
That's where the water was. Is, yep, yeah, always okay. Hiding out.
Yeah. All right, but in the zoning laws, we included several pages. You fixed them for solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things there should be investigate alternative energy resources to power municipal buildings, lighting, and signage. And I don't work for Governor Cuomo, but he would probably like to see that.
It's actually a great idea. I like that. Yes.
Alternative energy for municipal buildings.
To power them and for lighting and signage. The lighting on the main street and for signage. Other towns are doing it who have solar, the city of Syracuse is doing it. Solar powered LED lights on their streets.
Already got the LED street lights out there.
Well, I don't know I don't know the language, Kevin, maybe you do, but whatever I'm saying, solar lighting, energy from solar.
Okay.
Okay. And Kevin, you want to speak to this. I think you would not disagree. Community buildings under municipal buildings and gymnasium.
Yeah.
Way at the end of the sentence there. Put for the center for town and village government. And I want to say, and a new fire station.
No, the fire company is independent.
Yes, we can't get involved.
You
with
can't
the fire.
Oh, you can't do that?
Well,
okay.
The fire company is an independent company.
Yep.
Sorry, I was going to, I wanted to build to have a new one, Kevin.
Comprehensive plan that we envision a new one.
We do have a section there where we talk about it. I say Neve's description there, fire department building.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to send me a little few sentences on that, I would stick them in there.
Kevin, that's your job.
Well, somebody's got to let me know the page number because I don't have my copy with me.
It's a community building. There's no number on it. Community building.
Yeah, it's basically blank. We need a description of the fire department building, when it was built, how big it is, what shape it's in, that type of thing.
Community building is under.
Well, the current building that we're the third fire station, which is the one we're in right now, was built in 1972, and it's in concrete blocks that are kind of showing their age, but we're doing what we can to keep them together.
Well, I would like you to have a new one, Kevin.
You got about $2.75 million you don't know what to deal with? Or more?
I can add that in.
And Matt, some just for clarification, okay?
Okay, I'll see what I can come up with. The, I know it was built in 72, for sure.
And Diane?
Yeah.
Just the point of interest.
Yeah.
The fire barn was built, hand built by a lot of veterans in this town.
Oh.
And okay. they spent their spare time and weekends building the fire barn. So I would tread very carefully.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, Thank you.
Until about 2 years ago when somebody brought it up and I said, are you kidding me? My husband went down there every weekend and worked on that building.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks. Sorry. No, thanks for the info. No, thank you.
And no one's arguing that it's not a good building and it was well served at the time. But that's why you have bonding. I mean, you could join. I mean, there was many discussions over the years of building a joint fire community, senior citizen, and whole like a community building. Other towns have done it.
That's true.
And we're getting back into that parochial, it's mine, don't touch it. But we're a community. So, I mean, why we haven't progressed in this town is we don't think as a town or village or as a, just a community that has certain things it needs to do. So that's why I'm always arguing with Diana. Let's make this the vision. And if people don't want the vision, that's fine. But it's still a good vision.
Bill, adding on to what you said, if you look at the report, well, in the original plan that I got here, the questionnaire summary that was sent out maybe 4 or 5 years ago, exactly what you said is what was said in that community review. They want a community building and a senior citizen building. All the things you just said is listed right here on their questionnaire answers. So those are residents. Maybe you wrote that.
No, but I agree with it.
Okay. And I don't know, Matt, I want some clarification.
Okay.
Part 2, goals and strategies, your first paragraph.
Of the whole thing. Okay, yep.
You highlighted and darkened the last 3 sentences.
Yep.
Yes.
Last one sentence.
What?
It is highly recommended. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And in that same community questionnaire, these people, the last thing they said here, they said bipartisan effort is thought to be needed to move forward with a plan with goals, strategies, responsibilities to, quote, get it done, end of quote. So could you please tell us what you had in mind? Is there a chart, a kind of a plan that we could use to do something like that?
Well, what this is kind of talking about is that the after the plan's adopted, you would sort of make a table and list out each of the strategies. And then for each strategy, you know, what board or committee would be kind of responsible for making that happen? It would be the village board, the town board, the planning board, a recreation committee. That's kind of like an after project when this is done.
Oh, okay.
Then you kind of create a matrix of listing each strategy and then who is involved and what kind of a priority. Is it a high priority? Is it a low priority? Is it a middle priority? Okay. That's what that's referring to.
Can you show us how to do that or give us a plan or something when we get to that point?
I could give you like a blank, sort of a blank document.
That's
maybe.
What I mean. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of like Gantt chart.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the goal and the tasks, responsibilities and all that stuff on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you really get things done when people are assigned to them, you know, and people see improvement.
Yep. And the town of Amboy, they just updated their comp plan. They've got a very, very simple one that might have like 4 items on it, but I can send you that.
Okay. All right.
Yours would be a lot more complex.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Okay.
But Diane, I think that's important because you have to have the this is going to go before the town and village board. They're going to have the buy-in. They're going to have to put on it. So the bottom line is, this is almost like we have every place I've worked. You basically get a here's your employee manual and here's what we're about and here's where we're going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. So I know.
Everybody who comes, and I'm just simply saying is this would be perfect. Yeah. Here it is. Here's what, you know, I may only be on the board for 4 years or 2 years or 6 years, but the next one gets it. And this is the direction.
We're that's going. Where they go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. Because all the things that we wrote in the zoning laws and in this updating, what are we doing? Comp plan are the things that were mentioned in this questionnaire. And they just want us to do something. If it's put a pot of flowers at the end of Main Street, do something. I want you to do something too. I'll do something. So.
Good for you.
Paul, I think I'm done.
No.
Go, Diane.
That's right.
I think I'm done for a minute.
Tag team, is it my shot then?
Go ahead.
Your turn, Bill.
No, go ahead. I already was to page 42, so.
What's 42?
No, where I was. I was going to that page. Well, I got pages on mine. I rural districts. Rural. That's where I was concentrating.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that, too. I'm interested in that one. Tell us what you got.
Well, I think that we rely too heavily on rural being rural, but we've got to come up with some strategy for those mixed uses out in that rural district. I mean, we still have that whole issue of, you know, when Paul and I were doing with the zones here about this highway commercial, right, Paul?
Yes.
I mean, how are we going to address that in this plan? But you've got it, rural mixed-use districts included in seven nodes along intersections of County Route 26 and State Route 69.
Yep.
Well, we'll do that. Every time we go for trying to keep that there, we get people saying we want to have a garage or whatever in the middle of a rural area. So I don't know how we do that.
Well, we did eliminate the mixed use zones up on 26.
Yeah.
Because of the two projects up there, we got such heavy heat on. So, you know, that one of the reasons we moved it down to 69 was now it's on a main highway. Mm-hmm. And there again, hopefully it would cut down on the complaints and all the friction when somebody tries to do something.
I'm only bringing up past because I remember a number of years ago we got in problems when we had very few districts. Remember, Paul?
Right. Oh, boy.
That was our vulnerability. We weren't.
That was 2007, to... Bill.
Yeah. When was it?
2007.
Yeah.
Now you have three in town.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do. But then you're going to get someone coming, and I'm not suggesting a solution. I'm suggesting we discuss this. You're going to get, I mean, number one, you're going to get someone coming in and wanting to do something further away from that area than what we're allowing. So, I mean, it's, I think if we're going to make a recommendation, it ought to be realistic. And I don't think we should exclude. I mean, I don't want to see commercial development within the town outside of the adjacent corridor around the village. because that's the last housing stock the town has. I don't think I or Diane or anybody else or Paul want to see a major commercial development there. But I do see that small development, and I'm not saying like not a garage, but not but low impact.
A grocery store?
No, that's high impact.
Help pay for this water with what all for.
Yeah, you're gonna have an issue with water and sewer and natural gas because those are energy demanding facilities. So
yeah.
I see what Bill's saying. What happens when somebody comes in and wants to put in a
another rice property type horse shack yurt complex.
Which, like you said, it's going to come up in the town. It has, because I think the Petrie farm up there, the people from New Jersey, I think wanted to build it. I think they bought that, wanted to put the yurt in there. So that isn't the main intersection. It's the Petries had open land there, but that's.
I mean, as guys' recommendations, rural mixed use, and you cut it. Number one, you got to get rid of 26 because you eliminated that. Okay. Right. And then it says rural mixed use districts intend to provide suitable locations for small commercial development.
We did get rid of 26. Are you looking at an old one, Bill?
You must be getting looking at an old one. I must have dragged up the wrong one. What do you got? Am I wrong in recommendations on page 43 of your original copy?
The new one says these are areas are intended to create nodal commercial development in the town. Commercial development that generates significant traffic should be encouraged in these areas as they are located adjacent to major intersections.
Mine says rural mixed use districts are intended to provide suitable locations for small commercial development in the town outside the village.
That's the current version, I think. We have updated that.
Okay. What'd you update it to? Because I don't have that. I can't find
I don't have that either.
I could email that to everybody. Maybe that's what I should do.
Because I got suggestions for that right off the hand. I would like to keep, I think most people in the town, I mean, the town outside of the village proper would like to keep the rural character and strictly keep the state route 69 as only possible commercial development. And I wouldn't be opposed to the whole Route 69 being commercial development.
Me neither.
It's a state road. It's look at Camden. But then you have every road off it should maintain that rural character, either agricultural or rural.
Residential.
That's what we're doing in the new version and in the new zoning.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we.
Then we took the 26, the Route 26 zones out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need a copy of that because I don't have
it. I do too. I'd like to copy.
Okay, I can do that.
Because I think the major selling point for the town right now is that we're the last area that you actually can come build or buy a house and raise your children, and unless it's Voorhees Road, not have a car doing 85 miles an hour with a horse trailer on it. But I'll be talking to the village or the town about reducing the speed limit on town roads later.
Yep.
I didn't get a rise out of Mary Ann. She didn't hear me. Damn it.
I heard you. How am I going to get home if I can't go more than 45?
I didn't say 45.
What'd you say?
I've looked at the whole, there's about six roads in the town that should be dropped to 45 miles an hour. They're town roads because of the concentration of houses. Similar to the village. When you look at the points on the tax maps and what you have is, on my town road, because it's a connector from three state routes, you got 69, then you got, you shoot over and you got 11, and then you shoot over to County Route 20 or 26. And then you've got Harmony Acres on the other end of the road. Well, guess what? I've told you before, people will travel down this road, which was built in the Irwin plan many, many years ago, and it's barely wide enough for two large trucks.
That's right.
Barreling down through here at high speeds, and it's not safe. You wouldn't do it in the village. You wouldn't do it in the 45 mile. So I think the town needs to address that, not today or tomorrow, but, these roads are not built for 55 miles an hour.
You're coming down this big hill and there's driveways. You're 55. Are you going to stop in time?
I've looked at the map. There's many roads in the town that probably should be considered for lower speed limits. Out of just perfect safety. And the roads, they're not that wide. And the shoulders, there's no shoulders. You get too far off one side, you're into a bank or a tree. So, that's something I'm going to talk. But I don't have a copy of this, Matt. So, Diane, so I can't really make comments on
that. Yeah, I'll email it to everybody.
Yeah, good. Okay. Can you mail us the updated part one also?
Yes, I'm working on that. I'm maybe about a third of the way through updating all of those tables.
Okay.
But what I'll try to do is for next month's meeting, make the changes that we talked about tonight and send you out we can go over then the updated tables.
Okay.
Maybe that's kind of our goal for next month. And I'll also email out the part three to everybody. Make sure we're all on the same page on that part three.
Yeah. Based on what he just said, though, I've got the latest revision of the part two under rural character. A rural character goal F.
Yep.
I have my pencil here and I don't know what it's, restrict land uses rural area, those compatible for. Should there be one or the other strategies in there, something to do with commercial based on what he just said?
Well, we kind of talk about that in part three, but we could add it into part two.
Okay, I don't know what part three is, okay.
Part three is where we're just talking about the zoning, basically. We're talking about the different zoning districts and what they're supposed to implement.
Okay.
But we can make sure that we tweak part three a little bit to include Bill's concerns there.
Yeah, yeah. He just said that.
Excuse me there, Bob. Now, here, we're talking, you don't want the big density of housing and cluster in the town and such, which I love country. I like to keep it country. But is there any way we can enhance or force? Maybe we already are supposed to. That would probably be Jim's job. You go in the village here where the cluster, I think, should be a little bit more loud. But we have these buildings and there's so many of them just taking up space and there's nothing in them. They're just abandoned. Or is that something the code and the village mayor responsible for that? We really don't have much say in it. Is there any way we can enforce that or to, you know what I'm saying?
Abandoned buildings, yeah, there's, I'm not sure how much you can do other than tear them down if they get beyond, if they become code violations.
Okay, so we don't really want to restrict the opportunity to tear them down and be replaced.
Well, you'd hope they would. You'd hope they would, you know.
I'm saying we don't want to restrict saying that they can't tear them down.
Oh, no, because you would hope was there's...
They're not our department.
I think that falls under code.
Okay, that's I just wondered. Yeah. It's really no say for us. Yeah. Just to clear it.
Right, it's a very fine line that you walk with code enforcement. Mm-hmm. Do you want to live like Cicero where everything is cookie cutter? Mm-hmm. You know, and you can't do anything? Or do you want people to do what they can? Unfortunately, there's not a lot of money in Parrish. Nobody can even.
That's why.
Well, they can't even tear down buildings, let alone keep them up. Yeah, so do we continue to place this burden on homeowners? That's, you know, that's what I'm saying. You got two different. You got to find a nice middle line.
So it ain't our department.
Not the planning board, though. Not the planning board. Right.
They have no say. I'm just curious.
Like I said, I mean, if something is really in danger, yeah, we can force them to take it down. Yeah. But. Like I said, it's a fine line to block that.
I'm just looking at that. I see it in Google. You look right there in our main corner in the village. You've got two humongous buildings that can't nothing with. Come on, there's got to be something we can do with these.
There
one
is.
One of them's under private resident, one of them's private ownership, and one of them belongs to the village.
Yep.
Right.
The bank is the village, and the Catholic Church belongs to the
village. I don't.
Right. Like and they're not, there. Those aren't bad from the exterior side.
No, they're
But they're vacant. Right. So, yeah. But how do you fill them?
Well, according to the paper.
Well, we do have an opportunity.
Absolutely.
They want to tear, I'll give you an example. They want to tear that little building by the old, where the priest used to live, next to that building, okay? Exactly. They want to tear the garage down. They're not going to tear the house down. But why couldn't, if you went to them and made a deal or whatever, how that all works, I already checked it all out, and you could pull in and pull tight to that big building and turn that into an apartment building.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because the only, I used to cut the grass at both the church and the rectory. The rectory, at the old Catholic church, on the towards the west side, you've only got one power mowers, hand power mowers width of tract of land. And it goes around the back of the building.
No, I'm talking on the property of the house, that side.
Because
they're tearing that down. Well, say if I wanted to go there and offer these guys to buy, have the rights to put a parking there for that building, can that be acceptable?
No, because they're two separate businesses. Both properties of land are owned by one person.
But what if I'm saying if I go there and offer to buy
that would part be between of that. You and him.
I'm not going to go buy it if you're going to tell me I can't do it. I mean, I want to get them.
It's called on a site plan review.
We need business. We need stuff here.
Right. And you got to own the land first. That's unfortunately the way it works.
First, yeah.
I mean, yeah. It goes back to vision. We can't just, you know.
Vision would be, like you said.
There's opportunity.
Yeah.
You don't tie everybody's hands all the time.
I'll tell you what, there's two empty vacant lots two doors down from me. Big enough for parking. You just got to fill in the foundation.
People don't want to walk.
There you go. There's the big problem. There's the big problem.
I'll walk. Well, you know I do. That's my only transportation. The majority of the people in today's, they want easy access.
I look for people that have a handicap thing and they get around better than I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, really?
I do have one thing, Matt. I don't know where it's located other than under infrastructure, and it's the public sewer.
Okay.
Some updated information.
Yeah.
Let's see.
where it says here it was built in the 70s. Yes, the system serves the streets and the villages and treats a sewage plant near the Little Salmon River. Yes, by Cook Road. Yes. Okay, the system as of 2009 had 202 connections. Yes, the number of connections is still good. Of these, breakdown is still as listed there. 9 institutional, 4 government connections exist. Yes. Actually, you probably make that, well, the bank is a government building now, so you can probably make that 5. No single user exists that is considered a significant industrial user, and the definition of that is down at the bottom of the page. The only major industrial thing down on there is Miller Lumber, but that's not a significant use. What I'm after is the village treatment plant is rated for permitted a maximum average daily flow of 140,000 gallons per day. The average daily flow, this was for 7 and 8, but I have 19 and 20 from our sewer plant contract operator. The average daily flow for 2019 was 70,000 gallons. So this is the updated information.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I've got to open that document back up. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Let's see. Scrolling down to it. Almost there. Okay, go ahead. What are the changes?
Okay, the changes are for 2019. Average daily flow, 70,000 gallons.
For 2019, it was 70,000?
Yeah.
Yes.
70,000, okay, got it.
And 2020, 44,000.
Whoa.
For 2020, 44,000.
Yes.
Why less?
I got that from the contract operator. Sewer connections are still 202.
Okay.
So that was the only part that changed. I didn't have a chance to do the to math to figure out the percentage capacity. Or at least not yet.
Okay. Got it.
Also the next sentence. Is still in effect. The village has been in the process of upgrading the facility and is seeking to continue improving and renovating the existing infrastructure to accommodate new users as they may seek to access the facility in existing open areas where service is available. So yes, matter of fact, the village just had a public hearing tonight on there submitting a CDBG grant application for improving some of the facilities, further improvement of the facilities down at the plant.
Okay.
I got somebody was sneaking in there, the rainwater sneaking in. It wasn't much for a rainy season to get in there and just throws that plant right out of whack.
36 gallons.
Oh, down. Make sure something was built in the 70s, and yeah.
Wasn't that Sandy Arm when they first complete that?
The sister plant is supposed to be Sandy Creek. If you can answer Tim on Sandy Creek. There by 81, final by 81, you see it.
Because I did some new renovations on this place.
Did you ever get that? Yep. That was last year's project. The issue was an error on.
Are there any more issues for Matt?
Can I ask a question, Paul?
Yes.
Just two things I thought of, you might have said it when I was in the other room doing laundry. Has anybody mentioned the possibility of fish ladders being put in the Salmon River down at the bottom? Because Mexico is looking to add them so that the fish can come upstream into parts of Parrish is one. And the other one is, did you mention anything about a municipal building and a bigger DPW building? You may have said it. I missed it when I went in the other room. Those are two. I just wanted to make sure were included somewhere.
We talked about a municipal building with a fire barn, and so which is a municipal building, obviously, is our goal. It should be one of the goals. And I believe with the little Salmon River, I imagine with that, wouldn't we have to, like Had Fuller owns a dam.
Yep.
So if we wanted to do anything with the
Paul, she's not talking about the fish ladder and his dam. There's where the salmon, this was brought up many, many years ago. The salmon are stopped from coming, a little salmon by the dam in Mexico, the one down from the village. And Mexico, because they own it, I think, Marianne, were reluctant to do anything. But if they could put a fish ladder there, then up to Head Fuller's Dam, you would have salmon. Because originally, that was the original spawning ground of the salmon. And maybe they actually would come up the river and people would, I guess, do fishing.
Yeah, last summer that was brought to our table that Mexico is considering putting those ladders in so that they can come up to us. I just might include that in your plan if we have to do anything with the little Salmon River.
That's a good, that would come under recreation, Matt. You want to put that in? That's a good idea.
Thank you. So let me scroll up to recreation.
Because that would fit in with ATVs and everything else. Though it's in Mexico, the DEC may very well even pay for it.
You're probably right.
So we're talking about fish ladders at the dam?
In Mexico. Yeah. Encourage the installation of the natural spawning habitat of salmon by installing fish ladders in the dam at Mexico, which has impeded their natural spawning ground into Parrish.
Okay.
It's being recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. I thought that was pretty darn good.
See, this is outside the town, but you just want to encourage that to happen in Mexico.
Well, yes, but in a bigger sense, we use this with the state because the original, before all these little, most of these dams were to create for mills, for flour or tanning bark, okay? And they weren't natural. They built them. The salmon used to come up the little salmon. And it used to come into Parrish. But when they built the tannery and the mills, they stopped the fish from coming up this far. So I'm just simply, what Marianne is saying is, we're saying we want to reinstitute the natural salmon habitat of spawning.
Okay.
It just would be beneficial to us.
I can figure that out.
Thank you.
Watch the tape. I said it really good, Matt.
Okay. Yeah, I will. we get the printout also, verbatim, the transcript.
Oh, boy. What else are you going to do in Parrish at 7:54?
Any other issues? Any
everyone pretty satisfied for now?
Yeah.
I'll say yes for now.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is an ongoing work, and Matt can do his magic and get it, like he said, get it back to us and the other things that we've asked for, and it's really appreciated.
Yep. I can try to have this together for the next meeting, the new revised.
Okay. Thanks for all you've done up to this point, Matt.
Sure, no problem.
We appreciate your time and your work, Matt. Have a good evening.
Yep, no problem. Thank you. You too.
Good night, Matt.
Night. Good night. Take care.
Oh, I believe that should about wrap it up for this, except for our agenda for next month. As far as I know right now, we've taken care of the tower. We've taken care of Mrs. Bennett. And we'll see what Jim comes up with. And other than that, I think the main thing we need on the agenda is to continue on with the comprehensive plan and review what Matt comes up with, work with. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have anything that they...
No, only thing I'd like to mention I should have done on the communication is I did sign up for that. The town joined the federation. I got an email from mm-hmm. Marianne, so I signed up for the comp plan one.
I did too.
Yeah,
I did too. Yeah.
So yep. I like that because that, I mean, the Tug Hill does a great job of training, but it's nice to have in this COVID year a couple options out there to get trained. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, at least in our spare time, we've got sources we can go to get training done. So yes, it helps. And thank you, Marianne and the town board for getting us hooked back up with the Federation.
Yeah. There's still time to sign up, and it is credit. It's two hours credit.
Yep.
If you didn't sign up for it, and you can do it by telephone, right. I think.
I would entertain a motion if nobody has anything else.
So moved.
Need a second?
I'll second.
You had your chance, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
I can't see half of you.
Do I need a poll vote on that?
Yeah, you're still in the room, I would say, yeah.
All righty, let's do it.
Diane Spaziani?
Aye.
Bill Scriber?
Aye.
Aye.
Paul Gage?
Aye.
Ben McDonald?
Aye.
Kevin Dwyer?
Aye.
The meeting is done. Thank you very much.
Stay safe.
Well, have a good
night. Yep. Thanks, Bill. Have a good night. Oh, take care.
Yep. You too.
Diane, you take care.
Hi, Diane.
Yep, you too. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Bill, have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I was telling for got to meet you and stuff. He's a character.
I'll keep doing it.
I'll tell you.
Let's see if they're doing it.
He's clueless.
No, I've never heard of one.
I mean, my husband's going through all this bit with his business. And he's like, a year ago, what's all been going on? He looked at him and said,
everything else in the state.
About 7 years?
Yeah, you think? I don't believe
I just is. And then when I was going through my cancer a couple years ago, by the time I took it out, I had cancer, and so I had to go through radiation.
Some people have the tools.
Doing good, so
they took it. Sure. Bond again, his shoulder. I believe it's.
He sits in our yard. He comes up for dinner on Sundays. Oh, okay. And You'll sit there in the yard and the dogs, you got four dogs. They do absolutely this because he's out there for 10 minutes before he finally shuts it off and comes in the house. It's like, Fran, shut the damn thing off.
It's like, I think, like, are he likes his name?
Oh, I'm gonna finish it myself.
Take care.
Sorry, y'all have a nice, good evening.
All right, gentlemen, just have a good one.
Good night.